Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio. On the show, you will not only learn what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding health care, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the Big Picture of All Diseases, which is the first diagram which can be found on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and drcarly.com. If you haven't yet done so, please print out those diagrams and listen to the YouTube videos posted of my conference where I was explaining them. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created a hell on earth intentionally is a critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. Overstanding the simplicity of the master template of how this hell has been created makes the antidote equally simple. We don't need all the details. All that is necessary is for people of conscience to say no to their predators, to stop loving them, forgiving them, making excuses for them, and to stop paying cash for being harmed. And as my show with one of my heroes, J.B. Campbell, basically stated, maybe it's time to start acting against them because, you know, everything that others are doing with the Occupy movements and such is not working. It is my goal to give you the truth of what I have learned, to arm you with the confidence to ask the hard questions, which will not only cause the predators to run away, but will also cause those around you to face the monsters destroying their lives. You will learn from my guests that there are many of us standing up. Silence is consent. Speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Bypassing religious beliefs that only some man in the sky can save us is very important, as religion prevents logic, reasoning, formation of a plan to save ourselves and then taking action. For only acting on the truth will set you free. And each of you are going to have to decide for yourselves what that action will be. Believing the lies or doing nothing will enslave and kill you. Confronting evil with documented truth and creating the emerging choices that Dan McCarthy and J.B. Campbell are teaching us about is all we need to do. We have to decide which way it's going to go. Compromise with evil is impossible. And when evil is on the run, that's when we press harder. Whatever false beliefs you have about any subject, that's what's being used to control you. As Henry David Thoreau said, for every 1,000 hacking at the branches of evil, there's one striking at the root. And I'm certainly one of those people striking at the root, which are those with no conscience, our predators. Learning to see the master template of the predators' crimes against humanity, as well as how they use PSYOPs operatives and people's beliefs to control them, will help people of conscience to destroy the root of the evil that has created a hell on earth. If you think my work is important, please tell others about this show. You can also support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical mafia. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron at Dependable Voice, I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that my number has been disconnected, have the operator dial it for you. Because strange things are happening, as my loyal listeners know from listening to both of my shows for the last few weeks, all kinds of interference, which tells you I'm over the target. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients and radio shows, so if you're in those other areas I mentioned that have access to the toll-free number, please call me or email me instead. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. There's a chat room on OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page. And recent show archives are posted on the station's site as well. Archives of my shows for the past few years can also be found at the lightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. There are many ways to listen to shows here on the Orion Network, so check that out on the homepage. Please also support the network by donating on the homepage. Buy yourself a t-shirt to help spread the word about the station. They're doing all kinds of amazing things now, making business cards that you can hand out. You know, we have to wake up a critical mass of people, drag them into the fire if need be, if they, you know, don't face reality. We are really in a serious problem. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll free, thanks again to Ron, at 888-320-6151. However, we do ask that listeners not use a toll-free number to listen to the show. Very important. Callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as not to cause interference with whoever's speaking. I am very excited that I now also have a show out of the UK on These Changing Times Radio, and Times ends in a Z, These Changing Times, T-I-M-E-Z Radio, .ning.com, every Sunday from 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The name of that show is What's Ailing the World, which is basically the same thing as What's Ailing America. We have a Zionist-occupied infestation, and we cover various different aspects of that, and we have to face reality as to what's going on. You can also go to the lightofdayradioshow.com to check out call-in numbers for the show and information about the show on Sunday as well. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase a silver lungs colloidal silver generator. Go to the link section of reversingvaccineanddiseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I recommend and use personally for myself and all my pets. 3 dogs and 2 cats. The healthiest pets you've ever seen. Of course, they don't get vaccinated, they eat organic food, and they drink colloidal silver every day. On today's show, the answer to the question, what's ailing America, is disappointing response to warriors putting it all on the line. And I'm going to have, as one of my guests, hopefully we'll also have Brian Gerrish from the UK on the line, although I was not able to get a confirmation from him, but definitely Sam Edwards from One Voice for Children, who arranged the worldwide response, the worldwide protest in regards to the global pedophile situation, especially in regards to the Holly Gregg case. We're going to bring him on and let him tell us what the response he received was. I actually tried to watch that protest live. The powers that be cut it off after an hour. But also we want to know what is his next step. Because Sam, although not having suffered these, I don't even know what the word is, torture beyond comprehension, himself or his own children, has stood up as a real man and decided to do something about it. And that's what the real men need to do. Now, we've done shows on circumcision, and we know that that's a problem. But you can bypass that, and you can actually stand up regardless of whether they've also mutilated you as an infant, because we're running out of time. And it's getting worse every day. And, of course, this is a very big concern. Although I will say that I get calls and emails from people every day. And you don't hear about these people, you know, every day. The ones who are actually doing something. And that is the good news. And what I suggest those of you with a conscience do, if you don't have the courage to stand up yourself, at least support the ones who are doing so, because this is no joke. The torture, the destruction of our environment, and our food sources and everything. I just to list it would take the whole show of what they're doing. But I know the listeners to my show are in the know, and I know I'm preaching to the choir. But I get so frustrated at all the sellouts that come into my life and pretend they want to help. And in actuality, they're cowards who actually stand up for the minions who are doing the wrong thing, such as my guest, Christina England, who actually came on my show about anti-vaccine frauds and spoke positively about Andrew Wakefield. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. But, you know, I get rid of the losers, and I find the new people, and that's what we have to do. Because there are lots of good people who are trying to do the right thing. And that's what we all have to do if we care about the future of humanity. And people are sending me Skype messages. I can't read Skype messages while I'm talking on the air, so perhaps you could call into the show and make your comments. Okay, I hear the music. We're going to the break. After the break, I'm going to just mention a couple of things in the news you need to know about, and then we'll bring on my guest, Sam Edwards, from One Voice for Children. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is disappointing response to warriors putting it all on the line. And my guest, Sam Edwards, from One Voice for the Kids, just sent me a message. His child just woke up, so he will need to let me know when he's available. And until he is able to come on, I want to just give you a couple of updates. Although I could do a whole show just on updates of the insanity that the psychopaths that control our world are responsible for. The first thing I want to do is suggest all of you to go to the following website, Bakers, B-A-K-E-R-S, greenacres.com. That's Bakers, greenacres.com. And read about how the state of Michigan is now moving against farmers, organic farmers. In particular, this one farmer, ex-Air Force Captain Mark, I don't have his last name written down, who's growing what the government has now deemed, quote-unquote, feral pigs. Feral pigs. In other words, they're a danger to the environment because they may escape and contaminate the environment and perhaps break into the agri-farms where the pigs are put in a pen so strict that they can't turn around and they're vaccinated and fed antibiotics. No, we don't want these organic range-fed, you know, free pigs that don't get vaccinated to hook up with the agri-farm pigs, God forbid, that they, you know, become healthier should they be allowed to reproduce with those pigs. And basically what this is about is that the government is saying that the ears, tail, and furry coat of the pigs on Baker's Green Acres and other, non-factory farm type farms are a, you know, danger to the environment, and that they are going to be potentially be invading the environment. Now, of course, we know that the government is actually the invasive species, but you need to go to Baker's. Let me get that again. BakersGreenAcres.com and watch some of his YouTube videos. Not that it will shock the people that watch this show, but, you know, this is what we're dealing with, people. They're doing everything they can to destroy everything that is good. And I spoke to this farmer, Mark, myself, and he is a good guy and a real man and an example for his children because he is fighting them, although he's doing so in court, so we'll see how that works out. Also, I want to, you know, just mention that, you know, as we've witnessed the oral arguments of the Masonic Supreme Court here in the States, as they're deciding whether or not Obamacare is, quote-unquote, constitutional and all the rest of it, I have not been able to get into C-SPAN for months, but I was able to get a call into Free Speech TV, which I will soon be posting on my YouTube page. And basically what I stated on the air is that the elephant in the room in regards to Obamacare is that it only covers big pharma treatments. Now, it's bad enough that insurance only covers big pharma treatments, and of course we know that's the reason that they invented insurance in the first place, but now our spook, CIA spook Obama, wants to force everybody to buy insurance, including somebody like me, who would never in a million years get a mammogram, a colonoscopy, take a big pharma drug. The only way they will ever get me to go to a hospital is if I'm in some car crash and I'm unconscious. And if they bring me there, I know I'm going to be ending up dead anyways. But I do have very good automobile insurance in case that should ever happen. So what I mentioned on Free Speech TV, that the elephant in the room in regards to Obamacare is that it only covers big pharma treatments. It does not cover naturopaths, homeopaths, Chinese medicine, anything else that actually works. And it was actually quite comical. Tom Hartman had some minions standing in for him who basically cut me off immediately and basically said I was bonkers. So just, you know, stay tuned for that if you're on my YouTube page. As soon as I can get my IT guy over here to help me load that, I will be putting that up so you can listen to it yourself. Because, you know, you just can't make this stuff up. Because here I am calling in, telling them I'm a medical doctor. I left medicine because I saw research fraud, euthanasia, experimentation on people, et cetera, et cetera. But he decides that I'm bonkers because he, having asthma, tried some natural things and it didn't work. Right. And we know who you work for. Also, I just want to mention that I'm sure you all heard about the soldier in Afghanistan who went psychopathic and murdered 16 people, including 9 children, basically in the middle of the night. What you may not have heard, because I get so much information from various sources, is that apparently this soldier was given the drug Larium, which is an anti-malaria drug, which has admitted side effects of causing psychotic behavior. And I'm sure that this is, you know, a Jacob's Ladder type situation. If you watch that movie, of course, the movies are more true than the mainstream media. The movie Jacob's Ladder was about the same kind of thing, where the soldiers became psychopathic, homicidal maniacs, and in that case, actually killed their own, you know, fellow soldiers. So this is what's going on. But now this man will be brought to trial. He was obviously an experimental guinea pig. You know, they're testing these things because they want to bring those soldiers home and have them go psychotic and start killing off their families, other Americans, etc. Because it's the whole problem, reaction, solution thing. That's how it works. And lastly, I just want to mention that on Thursday, March 29th, I do shows pretty much every day at this point. Besides my own shows, I do lots of other shows. And I was on a show on Blog Talk, Justice for All. And the host of that show, Dr. Shirley Moore, I've been doing shows with her and in contact with her for years. And before she brought me on, she's talking about how yet another lawsuit has been filed for somebody that suffered injustice, blah, blah, blah. And folks, it's time to stop filing lawsuits. It's time to stop going to the foxes that are actually the ones responsible for the chickens being destroyed in every way it can be imagined and beg for mercy. It's not working. And when I asked her on the show, why are you doing this, you know, knowing what you know, her answer actually was, well, you know, they pass laws, and if we speak out, you know, they're going to put us in FEMA camps. They're going to do whatever they're going to do, people. And as J.B. Campbell has proven, speaking out is actually your best protection. And I want to mention his site again, and I'm going to have his wife on shortly, who has also had her medical license robbed of her for doing the right thing. He works, you know, he's on the job, out and about, so he's not available except for certain dates. But please check out J as in Joe, B as in Bruce, Campbell, extremismonline.com and read what he says we have to do. Because as they're coming to steal your children, rape your children, kill you and your children, steal your animals, steal your home, declare it unfit for habitation, or whatever the case may be, what are you going to do? Are you going to go to court? I don't think that's going to work, people. And although I'm all for emerging choices, as Dan McCarthy talks about, you can't negotiate with a psychopath. And I'm sure the people that were slaughtered in Afghanistan could attest for that. Okay. Apparently, our guest is available now. I want to welcome onto the show again a real man, Sam Edwards from One Voice for the Kids. And before I bring him on, I just want to read him something that I, you know, suggested to him as he asked the UK government some hard questions. And because he wants to do things peacefully, you know, yes, children in the UK are being kidnapped from their families and sexually assaulted and disappeared, and all these kinds of things are happening. And, of course, the most famous case in the UK is the Holly Gray case, for which a very prominent investigator went to jail to serve a year while the perpetrators served no crime, and it's actually covered up. But I thought this was a rather good series of hard questions that Sam asked the powers that be in order to get them to suggest the solutions for We Pray, who are being victimized by the predators with no recourse. And this is what I wrote. The definition of traitor is one who commits treason. The definition of treason is the betrayal of one's countrymen. The definition of terrorist is political use of violence or intimidation. Ergo, if I was you, I would give these definitions and then ask the hard question, as it is self-evident that the public servants we fund with our hard-earned wages are traitors committing treason and terrorism on their own people by aiding and abetting abuse of children, highlighted in the case of Holly Gregg. What legal recourse do we, the people, have within the system that has been created to protect the psychopathic pedophiles and child abductors to put a stop to the ongoing terrorism against the children? Please advise. Okay, Sam, I thank you for joining me today. And did you get an answer to that extremely hard question?
Well, first of all, good evening. No, I didn't. There's no response in the camp yet. So, David Cameron and the cabinet have been put on notice by ourselves in the last week. Just want to say that during the week when I spoke to you, reference to what you just highlighted, there has been a change. Quite a significant one, really. But I asked you during the week, if you remember. I'm just going to let people know what that was. It was how can I arrest David Cameron, as in a citizen's arrest, or the American equivalent. I don't know what that is, but you know. It was an interesting question, really.
Mm-hmm.
So. After speaking to you, I did some research, came across a major amazing document. Apparently it's not allowed to go out publicly, but I mean, if it's on the internet, then it is already public. You just got to find it. it wasn't difficult for me to find that one. So it's all about Tony Blair and treason. I'll be digging through it and then putting the major bits out onto my website anyway, so people can understand it. But basically, I was just curious to see if I could actually get David, you know, impeach David Cameron and his cabinet for treason against the British people. So did a bit of research, came across a petition. At the time, it only had one person on it, and it was shut. It was closed. So I basically took the name of the petition, went onto another petition site and started it. And 6 days later, was sitting on about 263 signatures already. So quite amazed at the level of how quick it's gone, but sorry, could do a lot more. And I've got some international ones as well. People have seen it and they've signed it because they believe it's the right thing to do. But I urge people to do the same in their own countries, really. You know, get a petition started.
Okay, I need to comment on that, because that's the whole going to the foxes to, you know, sign a petition from the chickens, okay? It's not going to work, okay? These people are all corrupt, and it's not just David Cameron that's committing treason. It's the entire UK government, just like is happening here in the States. They're all committing treason. They're all high-level Masons. They all know what's going on. And I picture them probably laughing at this. What I think is the most substantial thing that you're doing is having protests to wake up the other people. The one that you had that we did the shows about, I don't remember the date, I think it was March 6th. You know, unfortunately, the powers that be cut off the live feed after an hour, and the turnout was not as great as one would suspect. But at one point when the camera panned, you could see what I would estimate to be 30 SWAT team cops standing there, you know, basically ready to move against the protesters. And, of course, this was a very disappointing turnout. But what I think is outstanding that you're now planning is having a protest on the first day of the Olympic Games in the U.K., and there's going to be lots of media there for the games, and I'm sure that they're going to basically try to discourage you from doing so. How is that whole process going?
Well, the application has been submitted by myself last week. I'm doing it properly because, obviously, you know, you want to keep it within the guidelines and the legal framework. So we are showing that we are, you know, prepared to do it properly. So just waiting for the confirmation back. Now, David Cameron has already said that we're not allowed to, there's to be no protest on that day, on the 27th of July. I mean, what, you know, there's no law, there's no bill that's been passed through. Now, if he puts one of those through just for that day, then there is some, well, we know there's something sinister anyway, but, you know, it's ludicrous. So that's taking away our rights to peacefully protest any day of the week, 365, you know, it defies belief, but I mean, you know, it's going to happen. There was talk that we were going to give him a choice, you know, request to meet him, and then, you know, if he's prepared to talk to us and, you know, discuss what's going on, you know, then so many people say it's government intervention. Is that the way forward? Don't know. I mean, has anyone tried it before?
Well, you know, government are the traitors and the criminals. These
granted,
are the ones,
but no, the question is that has anybody on these issues that we're fighting for, has anyone challenged the government before? In an all-out, you know, go for it. Has anyone actually done it before? Because if they haven't, then we should.
Well, here in the States, the answer is yes. The Franklin cover-up, which involved high-level Washington pedophiles that were taking children out of Boys Town and having after parties with them, sexually abusing them, doing all kind of horrific tortures, that was actually investigated by the Nebraska State Legislature. And what ended up happening in that case was that people in the legislature leading the investigation, their lives were threatened. The investigator that was involved in getting the names of the perpetrators, Gary Caradore, his plane carrying him and his son was exploded out of the sky. Him and his son were murdered. And lots of other things have happened since then. So the answer is yes. But
okay,
we'll see.
Perhaps,
you know, I'm not
perhaps
against...
Perhaps in the States, yes.
I'm not against people trying whatever they want to try. But I'm...
No, no. It's,
that when
maybe you are.
When you're dealing with psychopaths, you can't ask them to please admit that they're guilty, and would they please now step down and allow people of conscience. But I'm not against what you're doing, and especially the protests at the Olympic Games. It'll be very interesting to see what excuse they come up with for not giving you a permit. I mean, the whole idea that you should have to actually ask the people perpetrating the crimes for a petition to protest their crimes is ludicrous on its face. But, you know, they're going to have to come up with something, and I'll definitely want you to keep our listeners updated as to whatever crap they come up with.
No, I'll definitely keep you up to date. I mean, you've got to look at the bigger picture for the Olympic Games anyway, and the lead up to it. There's going to be thousands of people littering the streets all day anyway. So for me to have a protest isn't really going to do any damage, really. You know, we're going to have, you know, certain points where we're going to have the main bunch of protesters, basically. You know, we'll have quite a few members outside of Downing Street, and they will convey to somebody up to Trafalgar Square and litter the length from Downing Street all the way up to the Olympic Stadium. You know, so it's going to be peaceful, but they don't have the resources to do anything to us, you know, in my personal opinion. But then you've got you've also got what they're going to, you know, they've got to police the area, and you're going to have people going to the games. Now, we're going to, I wouldn't say make it difficult for people to get in, but we're going to certainly make these world leaders take notice of what's going on, because David Cameron would love this day to go down in history where there's no protesters. It just goes down as the 2012 Olympic Games, London. And he wants it to go down perfectly. But for us, the obvious, you know, what we want to do is we want to make it memorable for ourselves, because he doesn't want it to be remembered for child stealing by the state, child abuse, forced adoption, secret family courts, you know, the whole nine yards. He doesn't want it to be remembered like that, but we're going to do that, because that's, you know, that's the perfect platform. The Worldwide Peaceful Protest was just a taste of what we're planning. Now, not even 6 months on, and we've already got a platform. And it's a big one, because you've got all the world leaders coming over. Greece, Italy, France, Belgium, Denmark, Germany, everywhere. They're all coming. And all these world leaders are going to be there. Now, how embarrassed is Cameron going to be if he sees us protesting and making it a little bit difficult for these dignitaries to get inside the stadium itself? You know, that's the whole point, but it's going to be done peacefully. We just want to delay it, if anything, cause an impact.
Right. Well, I have a problem with that word dignitaries, because I know, and you know, that this is happening in all the countries, okay? But but the point is, I totally agree with what you're doing, and what it's probably going to evoke is some kind of a SWAT team operation, as has been encountered in many other instances throughout the globe when protesters show up at the G20 conferences or the Bilderberg conferences or whatever the case may be. But hopefully, once that happens often enough, people will begin to realize that they are already slaves and they have nothing to lose, because they've already lost everything.
No, I mean, we've got a steering committee that's, you know, putting this thing together anyway. So there's five like-minded organisations involved with this. So it is big. We're talking at least a good 1,000 members in this, putting this protest together. But there's five main people involved in actually organising it. So, you know, I'll tell you a bit more about it in after the break.
Okay. And 40 countries. He had 40 countries involved for the first protest. Okay, folks, we'll be right back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is disappointing response to warriors putting it all on the line, with my special guest, Sam Edwards, from One Voice for the Kid. And I got your message, Sam, that you're going to have to go. You're not going to be able to be on for the second hour, which is fine. I have all kinds of information to share with the listeners. But I just wanted you to please give out your website and anything that people can do to assist you, and then we'll have you continue to explain what the plan is and what your warriors are doing on your end.
Okay, well, the One Voice for the Kids website is www.onevoiceforthekids.org.uk. We've also got another website called the Against Child Abuse Network, which is www.acanetwork.org.uk. Basically, I want to just talk quickly on what you touched already on earlier, is about people, you know, the ones that are making a difference and standing up and saying something. Now, I just want to tell people that I actually gave up a career. Well, I wouldn't say a career, it was a job anyway. It was my own company. Ran it for a good 15 years, and I just got up one morning and asking myself, what else is out there? And around about the same time, it was when baby Peter Connolly was being abused by three offenders, his mum, her boyfriend, and his brother, I think. Now, basically, the scenario with that is that baby Peter, unfortunately, lost his life. He was punched so severely in the mouth, he swallowed and choked on his tooth. Amongst major other injuries, you know, broken ribs and fractured skull. But that's what really put it in perspective, because of the court case was, 18 years between three offenders. His mum got 3 years. The boyfriend, he got 10, and his brother, I think, got 5 years. So 18 years, you know, and now they're asking for new identities, which they'll probably get. They've been back to court twice, and it's cost the taxpayer twice in that case for each one, so that's 6 court cases all in all for each of them. So that's cost the taxpayer thousands and thousands for a system that is just totally corrupt. Now, you know, for people that are saying the right things and wanting to do the right things but don't actually do it, then make way for the ones that are. Because
silence
I don't see
is
this
consent.
As
a, silence is consent, yes.
Well,
go ahead.
You could read it that way. Yeah, you could. Do you know what I mean? But, you know, if you think of this as a 3-point rule, there's 3 bits to this, and if you do the first 2 but don't do the actual standing up and doing something about it, you know, you've got to give the credit to the ones that are, but they're not just doing it for their own benefit, they're doing it for your children. You know, and I've said this from the early days, from further than the first week, I believe, I was saying this, you know what I mean? You know, but if these ones, it's a hard message, I suppose, but if the ones that are doing the first 2 ever find themselves in the position that some of these people are already in, and they come to an organisation like mine, we'll still do this with them. We'll still help, because it's not because, you know, we want to rub your faces in it. It's because it's the human thing to do. It's to help your fellow man. It's not a choice, it's a duty. I'm sorry, I get annoyed, you know, and you touched a raw nerve with me with that, do you know what I mean? Because that's exactly what it is. The people that are trying to make the differences don't want the credit for it, want your support, need your help.
Exactly.
That's what it is.
Well, see, Sam, that's where we're talking about the two types of people. There's humans and there's psychopaths, okay? And one of the problems that we have, and I've dealt with this for 15 years, is that people that have a conscience can't even conceive of such evil until it enters their own life on some level. And that's why I honor you so much, because it has not entered your own life. Your children haven't been taken or abused, or you haven't gone through any of these egregious court situations yourself, but still, you gave up your company to stand up and do something. That is extremely rare, and you're a very humble man, and I know what you're saying. You're not doing it for you know, credit or aggrandizement or whatever, and that just makes you more of a hero. So I understand what you're saying, but you know,
yeah,
people
but, you know,
have
I've
to
got,
pay.
I've,
go ahead.
I'm sorry. I've got to say that it's a word that I don't like, and you know, I'm not a hero, never will be. You know, and I put it up onto a social networking site, and I'm not going to say which one, but everyone can guess. But I basically said it in a paragraph. If you're looking to be a hero, you're in the wrong group. This group is about making the changes and claiming back our country from the clutches of a corrupt government. This group is focused on linking together with other like-minded organisations around the world. We are not just addressing issues in our own country, but others too. This is a global problem. So worldwide lawful rebellion, anyone? Children around the world are relying on us to make the changes needed for the next generation. So what does your conscience tell you to do? My conscience is telling me, since I gave up my company that was making me money, I make nothing here. Everything I put on, all the events I put on, is all coming out of my own pocket. Always has done, always will do. You know, like I say, I don't want credit for what I'm doing. Never will. You know, they can shove the knighthoods and all that. You know what I mean? I'm not interested in fictional things. You know, what I want is direct action, and I want justice and fairness. You know, is that so much to ask in a country that used to pride itself on that? You know, going to the government. And people saying that, oh, democracy doesn't live, democracy is dead. No, it's not. You know, you have to show them what it is, and democracy is going to be living in the UK once more, because I thrive on that. You know what I mean? I'm going to fight for my own country. Now, what I would like is you know, the support of my nation, my fellow man in my country, to support me. You know, going back on to very quickly, because I don't want to spoil my time that I do have here, but going back on to the treason of David Cameron, you raised an interesting point during the phone call we had last week, that our own armed forces are here to help us, the citizens. So if that's the case, then surely, right? Because there's a good point to this. There was a court case in Birkenhead in Liverpool area of the UK, where a high court judge was arrested for treason inside the court. Now, I believe that, I think this is 500 people turned up, and then they seized the court under the Magna Carta 1215, Article 61. Now, they did that in court. Now, sorry, according to the same piece of legislation, if we have 500 strong, and I do want to be told I'm right on this one if possible, but apparently the same amount of people, 500 strong, could go to the House of the Parliament and seize the House of Parliament under the same articles, and seize that, and whoever's in there can be tried for treason. We can arrest everybody inside the house as long as we have that. I don't know if that's right. So I am going to... I've researched a bit, but I want to know how it works. Okay?
But okay, wait. I have two questions for you. First of all, what happened in that case? What was the treason that this individual was charged with? And second of all, I just want to underline what you just said, because it's a very important point that J.B. Campbell also talks about. The military takes an oath to protect and serve us protect us from enemies from within as well as enemies from without. So the military are the ones that should be standing up and taking control of these issues. It should not take Sam, you know, private entrepreneur who had to give up everything to bring these, egregious, torturous things that are going on to the public eye. It should be the military. So if you could address those two issues, please.
Okay, well, giving up, I wouldn't say I was an entrepreneur, but giving up the company to do what I'm doing wasn't really a choice. It's a conscience. It's the duty, because, you protect your country. I mean, I don't protect it in the sense that I'll go to war for it. I wouldn't, you know what I mean? I'm, you know, I'm sorry, I just don't, I don't believe in war. I think it's wrong. Okay.
But the wars are fake, so nobody's going to criticize.
Well, of course, of course. Yeah.
It should be the military.
Yeah,
the military should be the one going into the House of Parliament and arresting them all for treason.
No, I agree. They should. I mean, they know. They must know because they get proof. I mean, let's take Brian Gerrish for argument's sake. He, when he was in the Navy, shall I tell you after the break? I've got another 15 minutes, I dare say, so I can hang on for 15 minutes.
No, I would appreciate that because it's so important.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Yeah, I can do that.
All right, this is a little bit longer of a break because we have to listen to these ridiculous news updates. Folks, be back, folks. Stay tuned.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
I'm your host, Jimmy X, talking about industrial hemp production and that it would be the revolution America needs to...